In chapter 8, Jesus heals a blind man. I'd like to read that narrative and then offer a healing treatment for vision. This is also written in the text of chapter 8. And he cometh to Bethsaida, and they bring a blind man unto him, and besought him to touch him. And he took the blind man by the hand, and led him out of the town. And when he had spit on his eyes, and put his hands upon him, he asked him if he saw aught. And he looked up and said, I see men as trees walking. After that he put his hands upon his eyes, and made him look up. And he was restored, and saw every man clearly. And he sent him away to his house, saying, Neither go into the town, nor tell it to any in the town. Here is a healing treatment for vision. The man was blind. If you or someone close to you are having any difficulty with vision, first affirm that the power of Christ, of divine love, is sufficient to bring immediate healing. Next, quietly stop everything and focus on the sense of the tender love of the infinite one that fills all space. Feel it surrounding and encompassing you and your eyes with gentle compassion and mercy. Realize the soft healing light of pure love permeating and encircling your eyes. Stay with this realization for a few minutes. Now turn to truth. Jesus said that knowing the truth will make us free. We need to be free from the false sense that sight is in material eyes or physical formations. Vision is in spirit. We see because God, Spirit, is the all-seeing. Stop and prayerfully contemplate this truth. Notice that Jesus did something unusual here. He took the blind man by the hand and led him out of the town. Imagine walking with the Master. Imagine him holding your hand. He is leading your consciousness away from the ordinary collective belief of sight dependent on matter. The Christ is leading your understanding up and away from the limitations of world belief to the place where his Father, our Father, the all-seeing mind or spirit, can be reflected and expressed as your normal and clear vision. Get yourself alone with God. You are his likeness. God is all-seeing, and you reflect that seeing. Vision is present and cannot be interfered with by any false sense of sight dependent on material conditions. Your sight is eternal and safe. It is present to be experienced right now. Jesus then spit on his eyes. This sounds pretty terrible, but it symbolized the Hebrews' way of showing disdain for something. Jesus showed his disdain for the mistaken concept that we see with two round organs of matter stuff. This was offensive to him, and it is offensive to us. We spit on that belief. Spirit is to be honored as the all-seeing, and because we are truly spiritual, we always have perfect vision. It is dependent on God alone, the ever-present and omnipotent One. His law is the only law to your eyes and vision. In her book Miscellaneous Writings, Christian healer Mary Baker Eddy explains, in the passage recording Jesus' proceedings with the blind man, Mark 8, he is said to have spat upon the dust. Spitting was the Hebrew method of expressing the utmost contempt. So Jesus is recorded as having expressed contempt for the belief of material eyes as having any power to see. having eyes see ye not, and ears ye hear not, he had just told them. The putting on of hands mentioned, she explained as the putting forth of power. Hand in Bible usage often means spiritual power. His hand was not shortened that it cannot save, can never be wrested from its true meaning to signify human hands. Jesus' first effort to realize truth was not wholly successful, but he rose to the occasion with the second attempt, and the blind saw clearly. End of quote. The Bible narrative goes on to tell us that Jesus put his hands upon the blind man. This is spiritual power. He asked the man if he saw aught. The man responds that he sees, but imperfectly. It is not good enough to have imperfect vision. It is not good enough to have impaired sight. Jesus put his hands upon his eyes, and this time he made him, forced him to look up. If I am forcing you to think on and accept the spiritual sense of sight, it is the same. I am making you look up. Look up to spirit and not down on personal matter eyes. Look up to God, good, to love, to spirit. Then the man was restored and saw every man clearly. Jesus tells the man to keep this quietly to himself. The man does not obey, but we must, when your healing occurs and you see clearly, remain quiet about it. Soon enough others will notice, and then you give the glory to God. Why keep quiet? Let it settle. Let the holy event of your healing be guarded by the angels. Soon enough others will see it. Give the glory to God, to truth, and to love.